do the tough things first.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. Zinn covers the gamut from the essence of human happiness.
Having value is key to human happiness.
To the downside of venture capital for entrepreneurs.
Venture capital can be the antithesis of entrepreneurial spirit.
The essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
An entrepreneur without determination is truly an oxymoron.
Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO.
Hello again, and welcome to what should prove to be a very interesting and perhaps a little contentious episode of the Tough Things First podcast. The Tough Things First podcast is where you receive lessons on leadership, entrepreneurialism, management, and much more from Ray Zinn, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley and perhaps the most consistently profitable leader in technology, or at least in the semiconductor industry. Now, if you have procrastinated and not already bought a copy of his book, Tough Things First, Ray Zinn's masterwork on management, pause this podcast, go to Amazon.com and get your copy now. Get it in hardcover, Kindle, audiobook format, whatever works best for you. Without a doubt, you will not be able to turn a page without learning something that fundamentally changes your perspective. And today's topic will likely change your perspective on venture capital. If you cannot imagine starting a semiconductor company without venture capital, then prepare to think differently as Ray Zinn tells us why venture capital may not be in your best interest. So good morning, Ray. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very good. Thanks for asking, Guy.
Now, one of the things that keeps amazing everyone I talk to is when I mention that you started a semiconductor company, Micrel, without a dime of venture capital. And this is unheard of not only in semiconductors, it's almost unheard of in Silicon Valley. So why did you avoid VC money?
Well, that's a very good question, Guy, because I've had that asked to me a number of times. I can remember when we were going public and doing the first group of discussions on getting the company ready for going public. One of the investment bankers, he asked me, "Well, I thought you had venture capital as part of your initial funding." And I said, "No," and I stood up from the table and I slammed my hands on the table. And I says, "Where did you hear that?" And he immediately took his pen. He scratched off his, "Okay, I meant no venture capital." And everybody started laughing at that point because that was a big deal to me. When you have a venture capital funded company, they're really going to be telling you what to do. They have a very finite window. Usually 5 to 7 years is the length of their runway for taking a company from point A to point Z, and they're very focused on that, and so they're more interested in the end point of getting that company either sold or gone public, and they're not necessarily interested in building a company. They just want to get that company off their books, sold, done, gone, and so to do that, they're going to be pushing you to do things which naturally you wouldn't want to do, which is spend money. You know, it doesn't matter if you're profitable or not, just get that growth up, get that revenue going, and don't worry about the bottom line. And so you don't instill good discipline among your employees when you don't care about the bottom line, when you just focus on spend, revenue, because that will build the wrong kind of culture within a company that wants to be long lasting.
So what does this mean for Silicon Valley entrepreneurs today? Because the almost incestuous relationship with inside of Silicon Valley between anyone who wants to be a founder and the small swarm of venture capitalists who are always circulating around and always trying to encourage this kind of behavior. What does it mean for somebody who's trying to start up today to walk away from venture capital and say, that's not going to be part of my company?
Well, what's interesting is that in today's environment, you may not have the opportunity to go with venture capital. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Venture capitalists are not interested as much in semiconductors because they've not been as successful at investing in those kind of companies. And it takes a lot longer to hit that magic point where the company is either sold or can go public. And so you're not going to be able to easily get venture capital anymore, at least in the semi business. They're interested in the big hits, like in the software unicorns where they can see, you know, a big hit if the company succeeds. So this may end up being a mute point guy, because I don't think venture capital is going to be available, at least not in the near future, to a semiconductor company.
Mm. So, you know, looking at the broader scope of the startups, what I'm hearing is that venture capitalists interfere with the running of the company, at least if somebody is interested in creating, you know, a long-term success, something that has a life beyond 5 or 7 years. How do venture capitalists also impede success besides trying to keep the timeline, the investment horizon short?
They will continue, you know, asking you to take more money. You'll go from round, you know, A to B to C to D to all the whole alphabet, and until you're diluted to the point where you lose interest and your employees lose interest because there's nothing in it for the employees of the company. And to be a really successful high-tech company, you're going to have, you know, your employees involved and contributing their blood, sweat, and tears to the success of the company. And with the venture capitalists, they're going to keep chewing away at that to ownership, and ultimately the employees will have nothing.
One of the conundrums, which I think I'm sensing here, is that the venture capitalists are worried about top-line growth, not bottom-line growth, and that would, to me, seem almost a distraction to a founder or a green CEO. Do venture capitalists actually get in the way of the CEO creating a better company?
Well, actually, it's actually interesting. It's a little bit different than that, because the CEO, if he's involved in a venture capital funded operation, will be spending so much of his time trying to raise money the next round, that he's not focused on the running the company. That's the real problem. So, you know, you spend so much time raising money that you don't really run the company. That's the problem, guy.
You know, it's my sincere hope that there is a founding CEO out there who's busy trying to work up his second round and is thinking seriously about whether he needs to or not, and will take a step back and ponder whether, you know, engaging with VCs is going to be for his company and for his future. So we will skip to our next episode, and I hope everyone turns in. We're going to be talking about details and why entrepreneurs love to wallow in them. And if you have a question for Ray Zinn, by all means, send it to podcast@toughthingsfirst.com, and we'll get that question in front of Ray as soon as we can.